Hello?
Oh.
Hello, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to us.
Okay.
Through the success of this research, all of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's very important issue to you, okay? Crime and violence from 0 to 10.
10.
I'm sorry?
What do you mean, is it important to me, or you mean does it relate to me?
Well, just issues that are most important to you and how you think they're importance. How do you rate that importance to you from 0 to 10?
Okay. Okay. Crime and violence. I'll say 8.
Okay. Thank you. Jobs and wages.
10.
Okay. Immigration.
5.
Okay. Kindergarten through 12 education.
10.
Okay. Student loan debts.
8.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Climate change.
5.
Voting rights.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Health care.
10.
Abortion rights.
5.
Thank you.
Is that all?
Immigration. How do you feel with immigration?
Immigration. Mm-hmm. 10.
Okay.
There's a terrible job being done about the immigration currently.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But if it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all? And 10,
what is the date of the election?
November the 5th.
Oh, yeah, I'm voting, 100%.
Okay. Extremely likely with a 10?
With a 10.
Vote? Okay, thank you. What is your race? White, Caucasian, African American, Black?
African American.
Okay, thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote, or are you, like many people, are not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And what is the year of your birth? Just the year.
2003.
Okay. All right. What is the highest level of school you have completed or highest degree you have received?
Associate.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 intend means that your vote has a lot of power to make change.
Seven.
To make, I'm sorry?
Seven.
Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter to you the most in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you in their community.
Five.
Okay. Please rate yourself towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please indicate so. First person, Tim Walz.
0, never heard of him.
Okay. Brian Kemp.
0, never heard of him.
Brian Raffensperger.
0, never heard of him.
Okay. Andre Dickens.
0, never heard of him.
John Ossoff.
0, never heard of him.
J.D. Vance.
0, never heard of him.
Raphael Warnock.
0, never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long ways off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Donald F. Kennedy Jr. is running?
Just an option that they put there. Cornel West, Jill Stein.
Oh, yeah, Trump already, man.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's a long ways off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I'm a Republican, right? Republican.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better, but it's not because of who's in the office.
Okay. Okay. Better or much better?
Much better.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next question.
Not thanks to any of the presidents.
Right. Okay. That's your opinion, but thank you. Next question. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the Congress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure, and 0.
I don't understand.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in the country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means you're not sure, and 0 means you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First, your local mayor, how do you feel that progress prevent?
He fucked everything up.
Okay. Certainly did not prevent progress, or certainly prevented progress with the 10?
That was certainly did not prevent progress. Certainly prevented progress.
Okay. Thank you. Black voters from 0 to 10. Certainly did not prevent progress, or certainly prevented progress, or 5, not
sure.
Not sure. Okay. Democrats in Georgia General Assembly.
What?
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
I'm sorry about that one.
Okay. Vice President Harris.
Halted progress.
Certainly prevented progress? With a 10?
Yes.
Okay. Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
Prevented. Not 5, not sure.
Okay, thank you. And COVID-19 recovery.
Not sure.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Below is a list of people. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. A 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First statement, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandates body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Abdul Avery and Breonna Taylor. From 0 to 10, how would you, your feelings towards that? How would you rate?
And 10 meaning?
10 meaning would strongly motivate you to vote. 0 would not motivate you to vote at all. 5, not sure, or anything between 0 to 10. Okay. Thank you. Because we demand funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historical black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. How would you feel from 0 to 10?
Right. They don't give that money to the students.
Okay.
That money goes to the school. And the charities, the school, goes to.
Okay. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals from 0 to 10. How do you feel that?
7.
Okay. Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. From 0 to 10, how do you feel?
10.
Okay. Last one. Black voters should recognize the progress that have been made towards collective black power. While there is still much more work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. From 0 to 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
6.
Okay. Thank you. Now,
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
How do I get a job doing what you're doing?
Okay, I could ask my supervisor and we'll go from there, okay? We're almost done.
Yeah,
a couple more, okay?
Send me the link.
Okay. Thank you for responding so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now, okay? No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has from on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
7.
Okay.
7. Yeah.
How much?
That's what I said the first time, right?
I don't remember. But still, your opinion, you know, if you feel a 7, I'll go with the 7, or you want to change it, it's up to you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter to you the most, to your community? Mm-hmm.
5.
5, okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long ways, and sometimes some things come up that prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election?
I'm going to vote.
Okay, extremely.
I'm voting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Okay.
Great, but not thanks to any politicians.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual, straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single, man, fortunately.
Okay. Are you the parent or a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
He's speaking his... Yeah. Oh.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No, what'd you say?
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I told you I'm black.
Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
whatever Trump is.
Democrat, Republican?
Republican.
Okay. Okay. Do you feel yourself, do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
I'm strong. Real strong.
Okay. How do you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Okay. Full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
How much? $250,000.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. Let me ask my supervisor that, okay? Just a second, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And is it remote?
Yes, it depends. It depends. There's I'll have him give me the information. It all depends, okay? Just a second.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you very much. Sorry about the long wait. He was looking that information. He does not have it at the moment, but we could get back to you, okay?
I just gave you 25 minutes of my time. You can't even offer me a job.
Right now, but he said we could get back to you.
Right.
Okay?
It's all right. I read better than you.
And thank you for that, but I asked the supervisor, and he doesn't have that, but he'll get back to you as soon as he gets that, okay?
All right.
Okay. Thank you, sir.